Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you joined us on the Bible Club today. Hope you'll call a neighbor and see if they might be able to listen with you. And now, here's the choir with some real battle songs for Christian boys and girls. Thank you, choir. It's wonderful that we can have a victorious Christian life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Bible clubbers, do you like cats? Oh, I know we like kitty cats, but do you like big cats? The lion is a big cat. It belongs to the cat family. It has claws like a cat. The bear's claws stick out all the time, and dog's claws do too. But lion's claws and tiger's claws are like those of a cat. And the lion can stick its sharp claws out and then pull them into its paws again. You know, God made the lion so that when it holds fast to hold an animal, it can pull its claws in and fasten the flesh so the victim is held as if it were in a vise. It's what we call retractable gear, you know, retractable claws. They're like the retractable gears on an airplane that can pull the wheels into the bottom of the plane so that you can't see them. A dog can't do that. It can't pull in its claws to its paws, but cat animals can. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Say, he'll wonderfully protect those that belong to him, those that are his own. He can just pull them close to himself and protect them. But, like the lion, he's fierce and strong against those who live in their sins and don't want to be Christians. And so it's very important, boys and girls, that you decide now to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, to see him as the one who came to die on the cross for your sins, and accept him and be on his side and have him as your protector and decide that you want him to be the lion that's for you rather than the lion that is against you. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, and he's the one that wants to save you and be your protector. Trust him today. And now, here's the choir again with another wonderful song.
Written in the sky.
God had sent a terrible famine on Israel because of their sin and their rebellion and their rejection of the true God, their worship of the god Baal, and the way King Ahab had led them into sin and rebellion against God. So the famine came, and yet God, in a wonderful way, saw his special servant, the prophet Elijah, through it all. He even had personalized servants with the ravens that brought him food by the brook Cherith every day, until the brook went dry, and then God sent him down to the widow of Zarephath. And God not only provided for Elijah through all the famine, he provided for the widow and her son. And the meal barrel never ran out. All those years of the famine, they had plenty to eat. Oh, it's wonderful how God took care of his servants when they were faithful and true and put him first. And when things looked like they were looking up, they had food in the barrel and things were going all right, all of a sudden another disaster fell upon them. Yes, the widow's little boy, her only son, died. Just had such a terrible sickness and disease that he died. Well, the poor woman was just grief-stricken. Here God had seen her through all of this trouble, provided through the famine, and looked like God was doing wondrous things, and then all of a sudden her whole world was washed out from under her because this was her only son, and she was a widow. She had nothing else in this world, and now that was taken away. Oh, she lamented to Elijah, "Oh, thou man of God, why did you come? Just to make me remember my sin and to kill my son?" And Elijah had nothing to say except, "Give me your son," he said. Oh, what good would that do? Perhaps it spun through the poor woman's mind. Maybe she thought, "What good would it do to give this man my son? Perhaps he's the reason this trouble has come upon me. If he'd never come to my door..." But she didn't even stall for a moment. He'd asked for a son, and the woman gave him up into the arms of God's prophet Elijah. Oh, that's the way any mother must do if she wants her child to be given to the Lord and God to make him a success and to make of him what God would have him to be, what he can be. Every mother must give her child completely into the will of God, into the hands of the Lord. And so it was that his servant Elijah took the child up to his own room and laid him on his own bed. And he himself even said to God, "Well, Lord, why have you brought this evil upon this woman? Here I am in her house, thy servant, and now she thinks that all this trouble and grief has come on her because of me. Oh, God," he said, "bring the child's soul back into him. Bring his breath back into this body. Bring him to life again, God." And Elijah lay down across that little body 3 times. And then, all of a sudden, the little boy, his little chest began to go up and down again. And his little eyes began to bat a little bit. And then they began to open. And the thrill of the day was the child was back to life. God had brought his breath back, God had brought his soul back into his body, and the little boy was really alive, and Elijah had the thrill of taking that child and putting him back into his mother's arms. Oh, there weren't enough words to express her joy. There weren't enough words to express her thanksgiving to what God had done, and she humbly said, "Oh, Elijah, now I know you're God's servant. I know that you're the man that God has sent." And so it was wonderful how God not only gave her strength and gave her son back again, but God also reassured her faith so she would not doubt, but she would believe his word. Whatever God said was so. Whatever God's servant said for her to do, she was willing to do. She had done it at other times, and once again, God had proved himself faithful. Oh, how wonderful it is for boys and girls to trust the Lord Jesus Christ in just the same way that this woman did. Say, listen, Sometimes this day and time, people try to make it popular to be a Christian, you know, and everything's all joy and everything's all the high road if you're a Christian. Well, let me tell you something, boys and girls. If you really stand for the Lord against evil and against temptation and against the crowd who are wanting to do wrong, sometimes the road's not going to be easy. You're going to have to stand alone. You're going to have to commit your total way to the Lord. You're going to have to turn your case and your life completely over to Him and by faith trust Him and say, whatever God says do, I'll do it, and leave the results to Him. If you'll do that, boys and girls, you'll have joy. And you'll be just like that poor woman of Zarephath. God'll bring you light in the middle of darkness. Oh, the road won't always be easy. There'll be times when you have to stand alone and fight by yourself, but God'll stand by you. He'll bring light in darkness. He'll bring rest in the middle of toil and labor. He'll bring joy in the middle of sadness, and He'll bring, even as He did in this case, life in the midst of death. Maybe you're not saved. Maybe you're a Bible clubber that's been listening for a long time, but you never have really opened up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've been pretending to be a Christian, you know, going to Sunday school even, pretending, but you never have really been changed on the inside by the Holy Spirit. Say, listen, if that's true, then you're like the little boy. You're dead. Oh, not physically. You can move around all you want, but inside you're dead in trespasses and sins. And be sure your sin will find you out. And the wages of sin is death. Say, don't put off salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Open up your heart today. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. Look to Him by faith. Now, it's the Lord Jesus Christ you put your faith in, because He's the one that paid for your sin. Accept Him as your Savior today. God help you to do it. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.